It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
All right, we're going to go way back in time for this one. This is just kind of the reporting that's been done on the history of the papal enclave as we have the first American-born pope of all time. Did you know that when they went to elect a pope in 1605, that a full-on fracas, punches being thrown, happened in a papal enclave?
Oh, no turning the other cheek, huh?
The other cheek was not turned at all. In fact, it is the only time in recorded history where a fight has broken out where a cardinal suffered recorded injuries.
Oh, really? What happened?
He left with broken bones.
Oh, that'd kill you back in the 1600s.
Right? So, apparently...
Yeah, hopefully that wasn't a compound fracture.
Right? They don't say... It just says, the elderly Cardinal Visconti sustained multiple broken bones, marking the only known instance of an injury at a papal conclave. Now, apparently, it is not uncommon for, like, a full-on, like, NBA... chest-to-chest shoving match to occur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're rallying for your guy. You're fighting for your guy there.
Like, it's literally.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently in the 1600s, somebody drew back.
Well, that's the least surprising thing I've heard about this conclave. I assume that's how they sorted out the Pope.
Like fight club, this thing?
Some sort of wrestling match.
Yeah.
You know, friendly debate turns into, all right, we're down to two.
So I'm not Catholic.
Time for you guys to wrestle.
I don't know the rules to this, but apparently, when you cast your vote, there's 252 cardinals and there's 133 electors. The reason there's a disparity between the cardinal and the electors, you have to be under the age of 80 to cast a vote.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, you would think.
You're going to die.
Have you looked at our politicians?
Yeah. They should put that rule. You have to be under the age of 80 to serve in office.
I'd be okay with 70.
Yeah. That is... So it's super weird the way that it all goes down because they like spread out.
Had the small groups.
And they have like... Yeah, well, it's your little cliques.
Yeah.
It's like a high school cafeteria.
Except everyone's 75 years old.
So what you do is you got your guy and you got to go to each table. You got to go to the goth cardinals and then you got to go to the jocks and you got to go to the it girls.
The cardinals come in and say on Sunday we wear red.
Yeah. And you slide in and you're like, hey, let me tell you about Leo here.
Did you see the cardinal with the fishing bucket hat? That photo went viral.
Mm-mm.
I thought it was AI. Apparently it's not. So they all have the, I don't know what the name of the hat is called, the little, you know, Catholic yarmulke.
That's not what it's called.
It's not, I know, but I'm painting what it is. I don't know the name of it. It's the closest thing that we have to it. I guess the Catholic skull cap. We'll go with that. But there was a cardinal legit wearing a, like, fly fishing bucket hat.
Well, the bucket hat, that looks like that is called a galero. While the beanie-looking yarmulke thing is a zucchetto.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Well, anyways, you go around and you got to try to convince the other people that your guy's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how this whole thing works. And
then they cast their blind votes.
Well, as you go through these, you find out that there's some S-talking going back and forth about, hey, this is what they were saying about your guy. And they're like, well, yeah, well, this is what I'm saying about their guy. And then it all gets back to him. And then you kind of, that's where I can see he gets a little bit contentious there as you're trying to win people over.
I heard their guy buys the cheap crackers. Our guy, nothing but Ritz.
Yeah. I don't, it's a weird thing how they select a pope.
I mean,
I don't know if... Think of, like, the amount of meetings that you would be willing to be in order for that to happen. Like, you're talking, was a two-day event, and they were like, oh, we're good, guys.
I call it the Zoom call from hell, but
yeah, it's
from
not,
heaven?
It's in person right there.
Yeah. How many of those cardinals do you think walked in and went, you know what, guys, this could have been an email.
This could have been an email.
2 days.
Well, they are barred in there too.
Yeah.
They can't leave.
No phones.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Dude, the millennial electors, they're going to have a real problem here in like 40 years. They're going to be like, what do you mean I don't get my phone?
What do you mean? Did you see the post, the Instagram post from the new Pope?
No.
Take me to God's country.
Oh.
And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa. He's pulling a Morgan Wallen leaving Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. What's going on here? You're in God's country, sir.
Are you sure you didn't get, I don't know what the equivalent to ball sack sports is in the religious world?
Yeah, it could be. God sack sports.
But did you, there was
Godsmack?
Foreskin news.
Got Godsmacked?
What?
I'm just trying to keep it below the equator there.
Jeez Louise.
That was Jeff Ross, not me.
Oh my gosh. But
if you Google foreskin news, there were, do not do it at work.
No, just Fournier. Don't. Yeah. Don't. There was pictures after his brother, the Pope's brother, did his interview saying, no, he's not a Cubs fan. Definitely not a Cubs fan. There's pictures of him at the World Series in 2005. In White Sox gear.
Oh, so it's true.
Yeah. Like, he's wearing a White Sox hat. So he's on, like, a flip phone.
Cubs are out here with stolen valor.
Dude, they were... Wow. Of course the Cubs are doing this. Like,
wow.
But don't just shame the Cubs, because you know the Yankees would do it if it was a New York Pope. The Dodgers would do it if it was an L.A. Pope. Yeah. They'd just be like, well, if he's from here, he's got to be a fan of us. And meanwhile, the Angels and the Mets are like, wait.
To be fair,
in L.A., though... It wouldn't be so much of a stretch for him to be an Angels fan.
That is true.
Yeah, but also, like, not in L.A.
And then, of course, there's San Diego with the Fathers.
That's where I was going to go. I could see him being Go Dads.
Yeah, be Padres fan? Yeah.
Team Go Dads.
Angels. But you know the big brands would be like, oh, yeah, of course he's one of us. Of course he is.
So it's almost like you needed him to become, like, a small town. Be like a like an Iowa State graduate.
Nah, he's Villanova, man.
Yeah, I know. Although, just again, it's a nice little tie-in for the Knicks. Tell you what, if the Knicks get it done, they better make a nice little donation.
Yeah, they should.
Donation to the church, as it were.
Yeah. Now it's like...
Oh, come on. You know James Dolan will still take all the credit.
Notre Dame coming basketball season is going to be like, dang it, we can't make the we got God on our side joke because it's Villanova this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope the students run with that.
Yeah. Well, they probably will. They're college kids. Yeah, we'll find
like
it.
I like
find
like
any reason going. Why they're going to win.
I like that.
Now that Kyle Neptune's gone.
Yeah, well, that needed to happen.
That was not a good hire.
No, not great, Bob.